Hey guys, this is Ben from Watch Where Crap Ends, and before we start the show, I just want to give an update about our live shows that are coming up. We have one on September 2nd, which we'll talk about on the main show. Tickets just went on sale, and we are doing one in New York City, and it's actually already sold out. The tickets went on sale around 2 p.m. Pacific yesterday, aka Thursday, and by Friday at 7 a.m., it was already sold out. That's a 300-seat venue, so we anticipate that our show in September may sell out quickly too. So if that's something that you're interested in going to, and obvi it should be, please go and buy your tickets now. It's on Ticketmaster. We don't want anyone to feel like they were left out. We don't want anyone to say, oh, I was thinking about getting it and now it's sold out and I'm bummed. Just go get it now. Anyway, even if you don't get it, please enjoy the show. We love you.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Is what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, happy Friday. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com and The Banter Blender, and joining me, as always, is the hilarious and wonderful and extra southern Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
Hello, hello. Today's a special day. You know why?
Because it's Friday.
Friday. And not only that, today is the day that our tickets for our live show at the Telegram Ballroom in downtown Los Angeles went on sale. They are on Ticketmaster. Just go to Ticketmaster and search in Watch What Crappens. Or you can just come to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Watch What Crappens. The link is there. Go and buy yourself a ticket. We have tickets that we need to sell because we need to be popular.
Yeah, or just come to watchwhatcrappens.com. That's easy too. We'll have links there for where to buy our New York tickets and our LA tickets up there.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, if you're gonna be in LA on September 2nd, you have to come to our live show. It's going to be amazing. Make a road trip out of it. Come from far and wide. Come from next door. We don't care. We just want you to be there. As Aleta Adams once sang, "Just get there." Didn't she sing that? Get there.
I don't care how you get here. Just get here if you can. Okay. You could do it by trailway. You could do it by railway.
You can do it by Uber. You can do it by Lyft. I don't care how you get here. We'll sing that. We'll sing that there. If you get there. Anyway.
You can sail away into my life. Take me up on a carpet ride.
I don't care how you get to Crappens. Just get there if you can.
Dun, 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 dun. Whatever happened to Aleta Adams? These things we'll be wondering at the Crappens live show to come.
We will actually get to the bottom of it, and we will have the answer. Maybe we'll have Aleta Adams there herself.
You never know, guys. Yeah. Maybe Aleta will be our special guest.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, what did you think about Real Housewives of New York tonight? And she'll be like, I just wish that they would get here. And we'll be like, us too.
Anyway, all she has to say in life is that she just wants people to get there.
Yeah.
Just
that's
get
all
here.
She'll talk about. Just get here. Here. We'll be like, what do you think about Ramona? And she'll be like, she could carpet ride into my life. They'll be like, yeah, we get it, Aleta. We get it. We're with
you. Just get here. Should be a great doorman. Just get here.
But so, today, in the meantime, we've got a little bam, 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 bam. Yeah. Is this the same lady who does the Ladies of London music? What do you think?
Probably. Bravo just has her on hire to do all the generic songs in all their franchises.
Because I couldn't even pick this song out of a lineup.
I don't know.
Song.
Yeah.
Well, I love some music.
If it was Ladies of London, it would have the lady from Ladies of London. It would have been like, I don't care about Atlanta. I care about Savannah. Savannah, Savannah, bench ghosts.
Things you get to do before you walk in the South. Dump, dump, dump. Things you get to do before you walk in the South.
Crab in marshes.
So they had an article about how this season was so controversial because of racial remarks made by Nelson. Mm. And so they kicked Nelson off from being the narrator, which I miss that. I miss Nelson being like, and then my friends went to a boat with each other. I miss him being the narrator because yeah. Now it's Ashley and she's like, despite my reservations, I reconnected with my childhood friends. It's like, ugh. I need Nelson back. I want Nelson back as a narrator.
Yeah. Nelson really did grow on me over the course of the season. I think it's because I just felt a huge amount of pity for him. Which is weird, like, because I shouldn't, because he was the one who was the most racist and terrible.
Yeah, but his racist statements were made trying to be like a bro with a guy. Yeah. Like, hello, my N-word. But then he used a Yiddish version of that.
Yeah.
So like, try and be in with the boys. So I would file that under ignorant.
Yeah. And I grew to really appreciate his fluffy hair and, you know, his mom, he and his relationship with his mom. And I don't know. I just grew to really like Nelson.
Well, we have to take responsibility for the words that we say, Nelson. He's like, well, I'll tell you my responsibility. Come to me. She's like, all right, man, your fancy talk isn't going to run circles around me, young man. He's like, oh, mom, I love you. Let's go to Jelly Bean Store together. Work, 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 work.
As Rihanna says.
See, I'm not racist. So we're already crazy, and it's so the first
it's
the 5 minutes.
Season finale. Who knows? Maybe it's the series finale. I don't know how it rated. But it opens up with Catherine visiting Brandon, her gay, and having some vuv. And he's like, now, listen, Catherine. I don't feel your heart is in design. And I'm not just saying that because you live in a studio apartment with black furniture, okay?
I don't think your heart's in it. Pop, you want some champers? An angel just got its wings. And get one of them trays. I don't care what silver tray. Something to put cheese on. Nah, girl. I like when he's like, now, you know I'm an international designer. She says, as one claims. And he's like, uh-huh.
So she's like, yeah, you know, I think I just need to take a step back. I'm like, take a step back from what? What are you doing in your life that you're like stressed from? Like too many trips to the miniature golf course?
Well, he had a blue ball and I had a pink ball, which made me think about, I forgot. He's like, uh-huh. You know what I think you should do? Be less scatterbrained. She's like, well, I would love to do that, but I need to focus on, I forgot.
I've just been, you know, doing all this stuff, and I don't want to be, you know, 45 and be like, what did I do with my life? I want to know I did something other than just take trips to BevMo over and over and over again. By the way, we should go to BevMo.
That sounds like a good idea, girl. She's like, when you get 30, things get real. And he's like, well, when you get 40, it gets real, real. Then Nelson pops up. Riri, I love her. I'm not racist. Better work, 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 work. I love that song about the burning bed with the M&Ms.
So then, yeah. So basically, Catherine doesn't know what she's doing with her life, etc. And then Lyle, he goes to visit Chuck, Catherine's dad. He's like, I'm real nervous now. I'm gonna ask Chuck for his daughter's hand in marriage and nervous and stuff.
You don't mind if I sit here in your living room and wait for you for 30 minutes to pour me a drink, do you? Future father-in-law, possibly, if Catherine says yes, which hopefully she will, because I'm a nervous wreck.
Yeah. And so basically Lyle asks Chuck for, you know, approval to take Catherine's hand in marriage. And Chuck is like, well, of course, just joshing. Yeah, of course, take her. Take that crazy old bitch.
Now, you know this means we don't have to pay a phone bill anymore, don't you, son? Like, wait a minute.
And then Big Cat comes in. I love that the mom is Big Cat. And she comes in, she's like, ha, 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 what's going on?
well, I just want to ask your daughter's hand in marriage. And she's like, I think I'm going to cry. We don't have to fund that atrocious studio apartment anymore.
I thought about this and I thought about this while I masturbated over and over again. I thought about it good.
She's like, honey, honey, concentrate now.
And Lyle's
I remember
like,
coming over here in a tuxedo to take her to prom. That blowjob she gave me was amazing.
Her mom's like, keep talking. Keep it, talking.
It's a long time coming, isn't it?
Lyle goes, I feel like $1 million now. They're like, good. Let's hope that translates to money because we are done with her bills.
I only want to take upskirt photos of one girl for the rest of my life.
Keep a talking, son.
So then the music is like, I'm like, is it a detective show in the 70s? Is fucking Linda Carter going to come out here with Lonnie Anderson trying to figure out, you know, how to get a door unlocked? It's like,
you couldn't even bother to include Angie Dickinson into that analogy. That's so
I
weird.
Know. Also, that was so an 80s show. I'm so embarrassed.
So Hannah goes over to visit Louie, and they just start to fight.
Well, I love that the camera guys are like, guys, Louie is totally irresponsible. You can tell because he's wearing a rubber band as a bracelet. Let's get a close-up on that, okay, guys?
The rubber bands to remind him that there are more tables to unfold.
She's like,
oh, shit.
She's like, wow, here we are on a couch without a table unfolded in front of it. Isn't this nice, Louie?
Tell me, where are your appetizers gonna go?
Not guess you should have thought of that. So let me guess, you don't have a bag of potato chips in case people are hungry. Huh?
Let me guess. You haven't even labeled anything on your cute little chalkboards. Huh?
He's like, well, I was thinking we could, I could make you some chicken Alfredo tonight and take care of you. And she's like, uh-huh. Yeah, right.
What's Heather Dubrow going to think about that? Making chicken out of her favorite busboy.
We love Alfredo.
I just love the Alfredo like, joke.
So Hannah's like, look, I'm just looking for answers, Louie. I had a conversation with my dad, and, like, he wants us to work out, and he has faith that you'll take steps that I need to happen. I'm like, your dad basically screamed fire and told him to run out of the theater before his skin burns off. Like, that's what your dad told him.
And Hannah, you are the theater, and you're not just the theater. You're the theater playing the mummy, the new mummy.
Get out! Get out! It won't get better.
It's like Tom Cruise was so unprepared for this film.
Tom Cruise has been secretly directing Hannah's life.
And Louis's like, look, I don't want to talk about this anymore, okay? You're not my mom. I don't want to be your dad. And like, I'm not perfect. And you're not perfect. Like, someday I'm going to get a parking ticket. She's like, God, Louis.
Why are you such a bad parker? I tell you all the time, you got to put money in the meter. He's like, it was a theoretical. But theoretically, why don't you put money in the meter theoretically even?
He's like, look, here's things I plan. Socks, okay? I plan socks. He's like, oh, you're so immature. And he's like, you make me seem like an adolescent. And that is outrageous.
I'm going to my room. I'm going to slam my door. But he's like, you know, you're always freaking out about all these insignificant things. And she's like, they're not insignificant. Folding tables are important.
I had to pour potato chips into a bowl by myself because you were off God knows where, Louie. And he's like, oh, socks.
To be fair, Louie is doing that classic thing that guys always do to women, being like, oh, you're always freaking out about insignificant things, which then makes the woman feel crazy because she's like, the fact that you don't see the significance in them makes me mad, and now I'm mad, and now I look like the crazy bitch.
Yeah, but then she's doing that thing that girls do to their boyfriends where she's like, I would love you better if you were just what I wanted you to be.
True.
And they're like, it's like a little toddler, you know? Like, yeah. You're a mom, and then you have this little toddler throwing food at you, and you're like, ugh, you're so immature. It's a toddler, okay?
Yeah. So what we're saying is they seem to be a little toxic. So she's like,
She's like, you know, it's always, I just always feel like with you, it's always like one step forward and two steps back. And he's like, I think you fail to see the steps forward. And MC Scat Cat.
He's like, well, one step for man and then like 20 steps forward for mankind or whatever. Socks. She's like, okay, well, you found the moon, so great.
What, you think they landed on the moon without socks? I mean, come on.
He's like, dinosaur socks, okay?
Yeah.
So Catherine, like, oh. Happy, and oh no, sorry, were you going
to? No, I was just going to mention that, like, she starts to cry and he hands her a tissue. And I can just imagine him being like, so does this count as a step, me giving you the tissue? Anyway.
He's like, look, I'm prepared with a Kleenex. She's like, damn it. That's a fabric sample, Louie. Ashley's like, I started fabric samples. Like, you're not even in this scene, Ashley. Please leave.
Just because you work at Costco on the slide does not mean you are the queen of samples.
Well, excuse me for wanting free pigs in a blanket my entire life.
Excuse me for enjoying the $1.50 hot dog and soda deal. So now, as you were saying, Catherine...
It's called a sample, not lunch, Hannah. So please leave our scene.
You know what? I will leave this scene, okay? Because I can see I'm not getting through to you. Oh, I hate when she busts in during our arguments.
I started scenes.
That was my line, Miss 30-year-old. Now everyone's just overlapping from all the shows.
Well, this show needs it. I mean, this season finale, I was like, what? You're fighting about your stupid relationship?
Yeah.
On a couch of somewhere, I don't even know where you are. I didn't even write it down. That's...
Where are you? Like, I don't get it. Like, what's going on? What's happening?
Seriously, so, what's your brand here?
So Catherine, Hannah, and Happy go shooting they go shopping for a masquerade, because remember when Ashley was like, we should do something like a masquerade, like a fundraiser for everyone who got affected by the hurricane, and they're like, yeah, and then Ashley like went and followed through, and now they're like, oh, we actually have to do this.
They're like, is this a Heidi party?
It's for Heidi. So Ashley's hosting a masquerade ball from 7 to 9, and I'm like, that's very short for a masquerade ball. It's like it's borderline happy hour. And I'm not talking about you, Happy, but it's almost like happy hour hours. Yeah. 2 hours? It should really be from 7 to midnight, if you ask me. I mean, what ball does not have a strike of midnight in it?
Does that barn not have a time limit? Or does that barn have a 2-hour time limit?
Have the cows called for a curfew?
You know she didn't want to pay all those cater waiters for more than 2 hours.
Yeah, that's...
Production was like, okay, you've got $20 for your stupid party. She's like, but how am I going to afford my mask? Okay, so it's... Okay, we'll talk about her mask when we get there. But I'm still horrified by her mask.
It was also probably a misjudgment to do a masquerade ball. Maybe it probably should have been something more casual, like a silent auction or something like that. But I get the sense that this was thrown together very quickly, like within 2 weeks. Which is also not a great idea for a fundraiser, but whatever.
Also, if you don't know people, also if you don't know anybody who could possibly come to this, maybe you shouldn't have it.
Yeah,
she's like, I'm going to invite the 10 people that I know. And then even the people that were there were like, hi, nice to meet you. Like, Twitter people.
I mean, clearly production egged her into it. I was like, yeah, we should have a ball and we'll have everyone come. It'll be a great scene. It'll be a season finale. You'll be the hostess at the season finale party. She's like, great.
No mask, no problem. They're like, and Happy goes, I think I'd rather get my own mask.
Yeah. I love how snotty Happy is. Like, every episode she always has some snotty remark that's just so brilliant and so stupid. Like, meaning stupid as in like a snotty remark about the mask. Like, that's her battleground right there.
If you think I'm going to trust Ashley to pick a mask for me, you've got another thing coming.
Hello, I'm the chair of this group, and I'm bringing the mask.
I like that they were in a store called Bluebell. That's ice cream.
That's what I was going to say. I was misspelled. Well, it was French.
That's spelled ice cream from Texas. Yeah. And B, it's spelled like blue from blue cheese.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
I would go. You saw that Happy is sort of, she unleashed one of her patented remarks on our Instagram, right?
No, what'd she say?
I put up a picture of, this is jumping ahead a little bit, but I put up a picture of Ashley in her mask looking furious. I thought it was actually kind of an amazing image. And I put it up and I just said, Masquerude. And then someone posted something like, you know, well, you know, they, like, these people should not have RSVP'd for the event and then gone to this impromptu party, whatever. Someone was just like going on about etiquette, and I kind of agreed with them. And Happy was like, is it wrong that we went to something when we think our best friend is about to get engaged? Is it wrong? I was like, I love Happy. I really, like, truly love her.
Yes, actually, it is wrong.
But yes, it is wrong.
Yes, it is wrong. You should have texted Lyle but, and said, we have the finale party tonight.
Yeah.
You don't get to just change the night of the finale party. He's like, all right, everybody, we're going to have a finale party. What I want instead. No.
Yeah.
The finale party is already on the production schedules. Okay? Yeah. So that's where you go.
Well, I have some very distinct opinions about this, but we'll get to that. Because right now we are at Bluebell.
Bluebell. And Catherine's like, let me read this invitation to raise money for Hurricane.
I need to take a step back. This is too much.
She's like, whoa, I just was invited to play Candy Crush on Facebook. I'll be back.
Is that like, are we supposed to go somewhere and crush candy somewhere? Are we making like some peppermint bark? I don't get it. Where's Brandon?
So next up, Ashley's driving around in her car, and she's like, hi, Mom, how are you? How are you doing? And she goes, well, I'm making the world a healthier place. How about you? Goes, Mom, you're so inspiring. So I found a house for me and Izzy, so I got to be sensitive to the stupid husband because he's probably going to feel bad about it. And, like, you know what I mean? She's like, just making the world a nice low-fat Chex Mix. How about you, Ash? Mom, I already told you. All right, well, here I am, hugging the world, one human spirit at a time. She's like, Mama!
Mom! So then, you know, she's talking about how she's planning this ball, and we get a flashback of Ashley at the venue, and she's all excited, like, oh, everyone's going to be in tuxes and ball gowns, and Nelson goes, penguins everywhere! And I know what he meant, like, people in tuxedos, but I actually sort of felt like he was secretly expecting there to be real-life penguins.
Yeah, he was thinking of that scene in Mary Poppins, where they're just, like, dancing around with the penguins. He's like, I love her!
Happy feet!
I love you, Mary. And no, I didn't mean you, Brandon. Why does everyone think I'm gay?
What's up, my M-word? That's for Mary. Oh, that can be an insult, too? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, geez, now the guys hate me, Mama. She's like, we'll talk about it at the jelly bean store.
You just stop saying things, Nelson. Just stop talking.
And Ashley's like, yeah, being an adult sucks sometimes. It would be nice if the universe handed you an instruction book on how to do this before you learn to walk here in the South.
So then the bros get together.
I just have to say this one thing. I'm so sorry.
No,
I just wrote that she's like, okay, anyway, Mom, back at the party. Oh, Mom, there's a tree that went down. Oh, this hurricane. Like, people are, like, displaced. The only thing on this that's happened to people on this show is, like, a tree.
So the bros now go and meet up. And I like that when Louie arrives, Lyle goes, Big Lou! I don't know why. I just thought that was funny. And then
to get him back, he's like, wow, nice hair, Lyle. Did you curl it? He's like, yeah, I curled it. That's cute.
So the guys are just talking about stuff. So Daniel, he feels adrift in life, you know, because he's been working at the dad's law firm and blah, 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 blah. And Louis, he's like, I think Hannah's more scared of commitment than I am. Blah, 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 blah. And then Lyle is like, he's just listening. He's not telling the bros that he's going to marry Catherine. But, you know, he's sitting on this information. We can see he's sort of like, he wants to tell them, but he doesn't.
And Louis is like, well, I don't know about when we're going to get married. And Lyle says, if you like it, put a ring on it. He's like, thanks, Beyonce.
He's like, who's that? All my women are independent. Throw your hands up at me, am I right?
All the ladies in Mercedes, who bought that for you? Am I right, guys?
Bills, bills, bills.
Catherine's father pays my telephone bills.
My automobiles. You make me wanna, I don't know, bugaboo.
Daniel's like, yeah, but I'm in the Gulf Stream. They're like, what? He's like, yeah, my friends are executing their plans. Socks. All right, I'm at the end of their plans, but still, I'm lonely. I'm like, okay, fast forward. Masquerade ball set up. Ashley's like, hi, everybody. It's me, Ashley. Oh, y'all working? Great. Good to see you. I'm so excited to throw a great party. Let's put some tables outside. How about that? Let's enjoy the city that raised us. Okay, bye. I'm going to go get ready.
I've invited tens of people. So everyone's getting ready. Daniel's doing push-ups in the bathroom. And Lyle goes over to Catherine's apartment. He's like, kitten? Kitten, you here, kitten? She's like, Lyle, I'm getting dressed. I'm getting ready. What's going on? All right, we're here. So he's nervous because he has a whole plan that he's going to take her on a boat. And he's going to propose to her, then take her on a boat and then meet up with people on the dock where the boat lands. And he's told her that they're taking a boat to this thing or whatever. And she doesn't really know what's going on. But she's like, okay, hold on.
Yeah, she's like, well, do you have your cufflinks? Should we get Louis to do the winky dinky dance?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I love your place, but it's not big enough for the two of us. And she says, well, then thank goodness it's just me.
Yeah.
This poor guy is like not taking the hint at all.
Yeah.
So then Louis and Hannah, he goes outside to call Hannah and he's like, I'm going to throw up. And she's like, well, what's happening over there? What are we doing here? Okay, look, we'll go. We'll just bring our masks. And if we can make it to Ashley's thing, we'll go.
Yeah, because he says, look, come be at Whisk's or whatever that place was. Be there at 6. I'm going to propose at 6. Be there at 6, and then, you know, we'll go to the masquerade afterwards. And she's like, oh, my God. Okay, all right, we'll do that. Which, already, so here, the hair is starting to stand up on the back of my neck because we know this is not going to work out. And I think it's so rude because say what you will about Ashley, she's putting together a ball. It's only 2 hours long. Like, what the fuck? Can't you propose at like 9:30? Still works.
Yeah, no kidding. Use the stage at the paid for barn.
Yeah.
Like, why do you got to have a separate boat?
Yeah, exactly. Do it at the ball. Ashley will be so flattered that you used her ball to have this special moment. She'll be like, look at this. We brought everyone together, you know?
Yeah, and he's like, well, Ashley's fundraiser isn't as important as the rest of my life. I'm like, well, yeah, but you're, like, planning the rest of your life because it's season finale, you get a free yacht, and you're ruining the finale party, and your show needs all the help it can get.
Yeah.
So you're kind of fucking all of this up, especially when Catherine said flat out a million times that she's not into this.
It's funny, did she, maybe because I just don't pay attention, because remember I kept on saying, why do we always see these scenes where they go bowling or play golf, you know, miniature golf. I'm like, they have such like a nice low-key relationship going on. I had no idea that I was being set up for something,
because
you know,
they keep describing it in different ways. This whole show does. Okay, basically what happens, and this is we haven't talked to anybody, but it looks like this is what happened. They were like, let's do a Southern Charm Savannah, and then somebody just called all their old friends. It was like, you want to move back in town?
Yeah.
So they all moved back in town. Lyle's like, sure, I'll come be on a TV show. Can we date again? She's like, whatever. Okay, we'll pretend to date for a while. So one of them is saying, like, we've been together since we were 16. And the other one's like, we've been together 2 weeks.
Like, yeah.
So it's hard to know what they're talking about. I'm sure he thinks this is going to be like a big romantic season finale proposal. And she's more likely to say yes and then just tell him off later. But nope.
Yeah. Yeah, so he starts driving. He and Catherine are driving to this woodsy area, this park or wherever, and he's nervous. And she's like feels sick. Maybe she has a feeling of what's going on, or she overheard something.
She's like, my tum-tum hurts. Can I have some tums from my tum? Oh, I just got it.
Oh wow. Well, I need to take a step back from that. That was a little intense. All that deductions. So. They arrive at this dock, and Catherine's like, she's actually really eager to get to the ball. So she's like, all right, how much minutes do we have? And Lyle goes, wait, I have something I need to talk to you about. Catherine, this is real serious, Catherine.
She's like, no, you go look at the boat. I have to shit, okay? Now, just go look at the boat. And she just keeps saying, no, no, no. no.
And I was like, it went to commercial, and I was like, ah, okay, I get it. Bravo's making it look like it's gonna go down in flames. I get it. The old misdirection. And then when we come back, she's like, Lyle, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. Listen, Lyle, let me put it to you this way. I would rather go back into interior design. No, 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 no,
that was so sad. And then they show back at Joe's Crab Shack. Everybody's all dressed up.
Back at the swamp. Everyone's...
They're like, oh my God, this Franzia. It's not that I'm complaining, but don't we have somewhere to be? And then they cut back and she's taking him off camera.
Yeah.
Where, of course, they're still mic'd, but no one ever realizes that. And she's like, no, damn it, no. And he's like, I'm asking you right now to be my wife. What's your answer? She's like, no, damn it. I said no.
He is fully crying. And at one point, he sort of does this thing that's like a croak and a wheeze mixed in one. He's like, I want to marry you.
Oh, God. And she's like, I cannot believe you would do this to me without talking about finances and all the other stuff. And this is not the time. And he's like, I did it because I love you.
I want to fucking marry you. Like, I want to spend the rest of my life taking upskirt photos of you.
And she's like, I love you too. And a little piece of poopy is coming down my leg. Can I go to the bathroom or not?
And she's like, and then she's like, how could you do that to me? He's like, because I love you, Catherine.
Oh, but that was so sad. Because
she basically, Lyle. I mean, it actually makes sense. I mean, they didn't have a proper conversation. And I think that he thought that he was being really romantic, catching her off guard. And again, the producers probably got into his ear and said this would be really good. And she's into it. And she's like, WTF. This is a private moment. We shouldn't be doing this on cameras. You could sort of tell her real Southern Belle was coming out at that moment, you know? And guess what? I loved it. I loved it because she was so cold. It was amazing.
Yeah, well, a girl is not going to be forced into marrying her, you know, or marrying him. That's bullshit. But I do love Lyle. I think you're right that they totally tricked him because... They even had that scene where Brandon's like, oh, you don't know what a cheese tray is? Are you going to marry Lyle? And she's like, oh, God, get off my ass already. He's like, yeah, but what if he got a ring? You going to marry him? You know, the ring don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. She's like, okay, gay person. No, we'll get married one day, but not now.
Yeah. So now it's like so awkward because now all the friends, it's awkward in like two different ways because all the friends are at this bar expecting to see these two to show up. And they're engaged. And on top of that, they're doing this while simultaneously blowing off Ashley, which is awkward for that. And it's also awkward for Ashley because she's sitting there and no one's at her gala. And it's not like these people would then make the gala feel full, but it's like it would have made the gala feel cool, you know?
And then there's the added part of everybody not inviting Ashley to the thing. It's like, we got all our closest friends together, but not you, Ashley.
Exactly. And so the masquerade is starting, and the only one there is like Nelson and his girlfriend and like a dog. And meanwhile, everyone's still waiting on the dock, and now it's 8 p.m., and everyone's starting to get annoyed, everyone's starting to get mad. I'm getting mad, and Daniel's like, I think we should go to Ashley's thing, like, this is fucked up, and then some of the girls are like, this is our best friend, this could be the biggest day of our life, we have to be there for her, you know? And I was just like, oh my God.
I felt bad even for the sunset, because Lyle and Catherine are on this gigantic boat. It's sunset. It's supposed to be all romantic. And the sunset's like, I'm so embarrassed to be going down right now, you guys. I'm so sorry. But
I'm sorry. Like, I have to go. I have to. It's like I'm on a set schedule. I have to go. I have to go.
Well, it's like, I'm literally sorry for making such a beautiful sky right now. But
Lyle, I did everything I could do. Okay. I gave you all my all. What can you do? The sun also sets.
I don't care how we're going to pay for her five unborn children to go to country day. My priority is her.
So then they show up in like a little like inflatable, I forget what they call it, a dinghy or whatever. And Louis starts yelling. He's like, Coop, Show me the ring, Coop. Show me the ring.
Where's the ring? And Daniel's like, don't be that guy.
Coop
is like, okay, where's the ring?
Louis's like, I am that guy. And I was like, one step forward, 10 steps back. 10 steps back.
For mankind. Like, you just you stepped off of the moon 10 steps.
So
like literally floating in space right now.
So Lyle and Coop, they get onto the dock and all fake smiles and everything. And Lyle's like, surprise, it's a surprise birthday party, everyone. I did this as a surprise birthday.
Awkward. And then Captain's trying to party. She's like, yeah, I'm going to motorboat my friend's boobs. Birthdays. And everyone's like,
and I mean,
this is a rented fur. Please don't.
And Catherine has that cold Southern fake thing down in such a, it's perfection. I think it's great to watch, because at one point someone says to her something about how great Lyle is about whatever. And then she goes, yeah, I didn't know Lyle had it in him. Like I said, he's a keeper. I was like, oh my God, you are calling him a keeper and you just denied his engagement. It's so
cold.
But
then to Happy's credit, she's like, I think that we need to go, like, now. Like, now we need to go.
She's like, we just waited around for nothing, and once again, no food.
Poor Ashley is, like, walking the red carpet alone. She's like, hi. So Ashley is at her ball.
Before Ashley, though, before the Ashley scene, now Lyle is, like, totally deflated and just goes up to Catherine and is like, I think I'm going to go out because I'm still a little rattled. And she's like, go. It's fine. I was like, I just love how she was just like this light, fun, go, like, you know, happy-go-lucky gal all season long. And now she's just like cold as ice. I was like, whoa. Yeah. You know, I love that woman.
Yeah. Well, God knows what those two have been through. And she's like, oh, now you're just going to sweep all that under the rug because we're on TV and I'm going to look like the bitch. You know what's going through her mind.
She basically turned into Laura Linney at the end of Mystic River. Okay. You're like, oh, shit.
I know. I was trying to remember how that ended. It was so sad, that movie.
Yeah, well, because Laura Linney, it's not really that much of a spoiler, but you just find out, it's not a plot twist. It's more of like you sort of just realize, well, Laura Linney is one cold, evil woman, isn't she?
I feel like that's the end of every Laura Linney movie.
True.
Every Laura Linney movie ends with her going, well, when I was in the theater, it's like, shut up, Laura Linney. So over at the ball, Ashley is trying to do a Day of the Dead thing, which is commendable.
Yeah.
But she's wearing a gigantic Target Halloween mask of a skeleton.
Which I liked quite a bit. So it's like a Mayan.
It's gigantic.
It was a calendar. It's like a she was wearing a calendar.
Gigantic skeleton.
A Mayan calendar.
That she painted with Day of the Dead, which is not really, that's not really appropriate. But
well, in the South, you can paint your own Day of the Dead mask before you can even walk.
I mean, that shit was hilarious to me. So she's like, where is everybody? They all said they were coming, but I mean, if it was tables turned, it would be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then she starts getting herself worked up as she does. She's like, and now where are they? Where are they now? Now I'm pissed. It's like she starts talking to herself and getting herself more and more worked up.
Yeah.
And she goes, I don't even know what's going on because there hasn't been a problem. I don't know what games are being played, but it is not cool. And then her dad, George Lucas, arrives and he's like, hi, can I take that skeleton back to set? She's like, Dad, 10 people here. I'm keeping it.
I would love it if George Lucas was secretly a super fan of the Southern Charm franchise and organized like a walk-on role during the season finale.
He could just like make it look like there's 100 people there.
He's like, look, we just fired the directors of the new Star Wars movie, so Ashley, now's your chance.
He's like, look at all these stormtroopers at your party. Wow, my popular girl. So like, thanks, Dad.
It would be sort of an amazing twist if like the Ashley's gala for like 45 minutes, George Lucas shows up and the entire cast of Star Wars, and they decide they're going to shoot a scene there, and then they all leave, and then everyone shows up late and like, what did we miss? Like, oh, nothing. Just a new scene from Star Wars. I think that'd be exciting. So the other thing is, so Ashley calls Daniel and is like, where are you guys? And so now Daniel doesn't help the situation. He's like, So, like, we went to, like, our good friend's birthday party, and we thought it was supposed to start at 6, but turns out it started at 8:30 or 8. So, you know, just because the timing, so we're going to go over now. I'm like, that is so insulting. Like, why would, you're kind of lying, and you're, like, why are you covering for Lyle? Lyle put you guys in a terrible position where you had to bail on Ashley because he made you feel like this would be, like, the biggest moment of their lives. And why are you covering? You should just be like, sorry, Lyle said that he was, you know, popping the question. And we wanted to be there for that and then go over to you guys. And then he was 2 hours late and now we're all fucked.
I totally agree with you. At the same time, Ashley would not have been okay with him being like, well, it was an engagement party that you weren't invited to and we're still late. She probably would have been even more mad. She would have been like, you know what I'm going through with Dennis.
Yeah. Well, I still feel bad. I felt bad for Ashley. I don't think she deserved that. Although
she's just getting engaged because I got engaged to Dennis.
That's why didn't she ask me about it?
Why didn't she ask for my advice? I suppose she's going to go to Dubai now too. So that's great. Have fun in Dubai, Daniel.
Yeah, but to be fair, I mean, Ashley, next time, like, tack on at least one more hour to your event. Jeez, 9 p.m. is early.
Yeah,
I mean, I know they're probably extenuating
3 hours late to your thing.
Yeah,
and she's like, I feel lied to. I let my guard down, and I trusted everyone, which, you know, like, thank God. Thank you so much for the gift of letting your guard down. I hate when people say that. And she's like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And you know, it's never going to happen again. I was like, I like that you took the real saying and the George Bush saying and put them all together into one big saying.
It worked out pretty well. And then Nelson's like, bye, Felicia.
Yeah, he's like, bye. Hey. Guess what? Felicia Rashad was just here. I said bye to her. Did you see? Bye, Felicia. Loved you in the Cosby Show. I don't blame Bill. I don't blame you for anything that Bill possibly did, even though there's no real proof.
Is that offensive?
Sad Debbie Allen, too. Your sister. Fun fact. So
Nelson goes, in Savannah Hote, that's a big slap in the face.
By the way, don't let this happen to us, please, everyone. Like, we don't want to be Ashley's at our live show at Downtown LA, so please buy your tickets. And if
everyone's
you're planning
like,
to
oh my
pop
God, I'm so sorry.
If you want to ask anyone to marry you, just do it at our show. But please come. Don't Ashley us.
Literally just come up on the stage and do it, okay?
We'll do it. We'll
just do not be late to the goddamn show.
Please show up. So then it's 9 p.m., and Ashley, you know, she does have a penchant for dramatic staging because this barn has this, like, arch, this entryway, this arch, and Ashley stands right in the middle of the path that comes out of the arch, and Happy and Ozum show up, and
she's smoking and posing with her hip out. Like, she looks all sexy. She's all femme fatale, smoking, just fucking waiting. And you know she still had to wait out there for 45 damn minutes.
Yeah. Yes. And so then Ashley's like, done. You're not welcome. You're not welcome. Done, done, done. And Ozum is like, do not speak to her like that. Do not speak to my fiance like that, which is admirable. But, like, I would have maybe come in slightly more humble. Like,
yeah. And then Ashley's totally like, you know what, Ozum? How about you don't speak to people like that? How about that? Okay. You don't speak like that. He's like, you do not speak to her like that. She's like, you are awesome.
And then Happy's like, why don't you call Lila? Okay, why don't you call Lila and see what happened, okay?
Oh, now I'm supposed to call Lila? Now who's this bitch who's going to judge me? Is that someone else from high school who didn't think I was good enough?
Can I at least just get an hors d'oeuvre before we leave? I have not had even a canapé all season long, and I keep getting invited to these damn parties.
Literally no one is engaged, especially me, because I can't yet, because you know what my mom's going to think. Like, we're going to have to get re-engaged just so my mom gets over not having a crucifix in the hallway. Okay.
So then Ashley and Ozum are fighting, and then Happy's like, what has he done to y'all? Like, I just am like,
now's
chuckling.
Not the time to fight. Although I did like Happy's like, wait, no, Happy wasn't the one. Hannah was. So the next people come, and Hannah's like, oh God. Okay, party's over. Just go. Not only did you embarrass me in front of my friends and family, but the entire community and also the T-Mobile community, the T-Mobile customer service lady I called to make sure my phone was working since it wasn't ringing with people telling me they were going to be late. So,
and so Hannah had, I thought, a pretty decent attempt at being humble. She was like, listen, we tried. There was a whole thing. Can we at least help you clean up? Can we help you clean up? And then Ashley's like, no. But I would have been like, yes, but you're cleaning it all up. Clean it all up.
You are cleaning every glass with your rented fur. She's like, come on, I understand. She goes, please understand. She goes, I don't. Just go. Okay? Just go.
I would have been pissed.
She goes, fuck off. And she closes the barn door and then locks it. Like, she puts the big lockdown.
And now we're all going to burn to death in here, everyone.
Whoops. A candle fell. How do I open this thing?
Carrie, would you stop doing that?
She's like, you are awesome. You are. Her final words.
And then when they go visit her grave, they're looking at it. And then all of a sudden, some carry-on luggage pops through the grave.
So 1 week later, Ashley's at her house, and Dennis is feeding their dog at the stove. I mean, gross. So he's holding the dog to the stove, and Ashley's like, hey, Mom. She calls her mom. She's like, Mom, how are you? And her mom's like, I'm just saving one human soul at a time, honey. How about you? She's like, just making sure you got my angel Izzy from school, because I want to dump Dennis. And I just want to make sure if a fan catches on fire, like the golem lady warned me about, that Izzy won't die. She's like, okay, honey. In the South, it's common to pretend everything's okay and smile. I mean, you learn to pretend everything's okay and smile before you learn to walk in the South. And you learn that if you don't like someone, you just sleep in a different crib than them. That's what you do in the South before you even learn to walk. But it's not how I live my life. I'm like, yes, it is. You've been married to this guy since you were like 19. What are you talking about?
I know. So, yeah. So, where were we? I'm trying to remember.
So, basically, the credits start rolling.
Yes. Okay? And she's starting to head upstairs.
The entire season while she's walking upstairs.
Yeah.
So, she's knocking on the door. He's like, no, don't come in here. She's like, Dennis, we are talking. So, she goes in there without cameras. And the camera's just on the other side of the door. And he's like, but I don't want to move. She's like, ignoring things won't help, Dennis. He's like, but I don't want to just be your friend. She goes, but you are just my friend, Dennis. It's been 12 years and it doesn't work. Let me go. And he goes, divorce me then. And that's the final line of the season.
It's supposed to be like a cliffhanger. I think he actually said, I just want to be your friend. She's like, we are friends. That's the problem. But either way, yeah, she goes, he's like, divorce me then, as if it's a shock. I feel like that would be more effective if they were having a different sort of argument that was not about divorce. And then he says, divorce me then. And be like, oh. But here she's like, I would like a divorce. And he's like, well, then divorce me then. And it's like, is that a cliffhanger?
Yeah, I don't know. That was the most awkward end to a show ever. And they're not having a reunion either. That's just how it ends. So weird. And also, I like that this show, you can tell that they're not really reality people in this town, because Catherine refused to get a free engagement party / wedding on TV, which is very rare for anybody on reality shows. Mm-hmm. And then Dennis was like, you are not using me for your season finale seed, bitch. You are not. Yeah. I'm not letting the cameras in here while you dump me for your show. Asshole.
Exactly.
Because that is the biggest dick move in the world, to be like, I'm just going to talk about what a cuckold Dennis is this entire season while I'm blatantly cheating on him all over town. And then I'm going to dump him on camera as a finale piece. It's like, oh, asshole. You're such an asshole.
He's like, well, guess what? You may try to divorce me, but I got the Gullah Ghost on my side. Hit it, Gullah Ghost. Wait, where'd they go? I already excoriated them.
Is that why the shoes are off the hallway steps? Yes. They took the shoes. They organized before they left. They didn't want to get blamed for any more fires.
Oh, Lord. And that was that. That's, you know, who knows if they're going to get a second season. I don't know how the ratings were. Maybe they will. I don't know. I can't tell. I've had a hard time gauging audience interest in it. Some people seem to really like it. Some people are like, eh. I actually wound up really enjoying it. So I wasn't passionate about it, but I enjoyed it, and I would definitely be happy to see it for a second season. What about you?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, all right.
I thought it was fun. I ended up liking everybody on the show. I think they need to, you know, put Ashley, I mean, as crazy as she is, Ashley, Nelson, keep those kind of front and center. I like Catherine. I mean, I actually liked all the people on it.
Mm-hmm.
This one's more thrown together. I mean, the regular Southern Charm, they seem to actually know each other. They come from these Southern lines that, as offensive as they may be in the modern age, it at least makes sense, you know? Right. Whereas this one doesn't make as much sense. It's kind of like they all came in town for a couple of months to shoot a show and didn't really...
Yeah, they all just sort of seem like average people, like perfectly fine average people. There's not that... that swirling sense of wealth. One thing that makes the original Southern Charm so fun is that they're so wealthy and they act like idiots or assholes, and it's kind of hilarious watching these really wealthy people act like assholes in a way that's sort of the flip side of watching the really poor people on Vanderpump Rules act like assholes. So here these people are kind of just in the middle. They're just sort of like, I don't know, people I might encounter or hang out with normally. They're almost too normal.
Yeah, agreed. What are you gonna do?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up the Crappin's mailbag instead.
Oh, do it, man!
So, guys, Crappin's mailbag is this fun feature we've been doing for a while now, where if you're a Patreon supporter at the Crappin's mailbag level, you can write in a question or a comment or whatever, and we'll read it on the air. You just go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens to get in the mix, okay?
Get her did, y'all.
Get her did. So here's a question from Jess Dang, who is one of our Crappens listener, Crappens spotlight people, and she's also a fellow board gamer, just like me, who says, "Hi guys, as I'm sure you know, Nene Leakes is coming back and making $2 million per season. Apparently, Bethany is super mad because she wants to be the Queen of Bravo and the highest paid. Who do you think is the Queen of Bravo? What do you think about Nene coming back and about her payday? Also, do you think Kenya will show her marriage on the new season?" Interesting questions all around. Let's start with the first one. Who do we think is the Queen of Bravo?
Well, I first have to say I don't believe for one second Nene is getting $2 million to come back. There is no way in hell. Nene totally is desperate and coming back because she owes like $2 million in taxes. I think she's releasing those statements herself to be like, look, I can pay my taxes, $2 million or whatever, to get people off her ass.
And I think
because Bravo has her in a desperate place now and they know it, and there's no way she's getting $2 million. No way.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think she's probably still getting a large amount of money, but I think that Kenya has sort of taken away some of Nene's leverage, because Kenya has proven to be sort of her own kind of force majeure, right? So I think that I would have a hard time believing that. And I don't know. I don't remember what the ratings were for the last season of Atlanta. I think they were really good, because I felt the buzz on the last season of Atlanta was unlike a season we've seen in a long time. I mean, everyone was talking about that season with the lesbian stuff and and the season finale. I think it had huge ratings.
Yeah, the
which shows they don't
the ratings. Me. Yeah, the ratings held, and she's desperate. So, and so is Kim, by the way. Mm-hmm. You know, because Kim's husband keeps losing his damn job, so she needs the money too. That woman just leaks money. And the other rumor, this was on a blind item site, and I'm so far sorry, I forgot which one. I'm assuming 20 Days and Nights, or whatever that one is, but someone posted it on our Facebook, and the blind item is this lady, this housewife, who is constantly being accused of hiring her dates or boyfriends, recently just had a fake wedding, and there's no paperwork anywhere saying that she's actually married. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah, so the question is, do you think Kenya will show her marriage on the new season? Hell yes. Did you hear that thump, by the way? I accidentally hit my pop filter. Do you hear that when I hit it?
Yeah.
You do? Sorry, everyone. It was an accident.
Don't want to Hannah you, okay?
Well, if anytime you hear this, that's an accident. But it sticks out, and it's easy for me to bump into. I apologize. I do think, in terms of who is the Queen of Bravo, I think... it goes back and forth. I think Bethany is still the queen. You know, I think Bethany, she is still the most massively successful. She still seems to be the one who could pull rank. She's the one who I think truly has Andy's ear more than anyone else. She's the one who has had the most spinoffs. She's had her own talk show. She has an empire. I think Bethany... And on top of that, I also feel like Bethany brings it in a way that Nene is not always reliable for. I think in one of Nene's, I think in her last season or so, Nene was checked out. And Bethany's checked out this season too. But even when she's checked out, when she shows up in a scene, she still, there's always something crazy that happens. Whereas Nene, I don't know, she just sort of became nasty and egotistical without really advancing the
story. They've both done similar checkouts. Like Nene had a couple of seasons where she just, because we love Nene. I mean, we loved her.
Yeah.
And then she got so far up her own ass and she refused to film with anybody and she wanted everything to be a solo scene and it was just boring.
Yeah.
And then she would just fight with people and be mean just, you know, to do it so she could, you know, take that paycheck home. And Bethany has kind of done that as well. I think Bethany had that season last season. But Bethany, I don't know. I don't really love her at the moment either, so I'm confused. I don't think there really is a queen. I think that they're all so good.
Except for Andy.
Yeah, I think that if you measure like who brings what to the show, it would be hard to guess in each season because like New York, Dorinda brings a ton to New York. Ramona brings a ton to New York.
Ramona's been there every season. Luann, I mean, you could make an argument for Vicky Gundelson, you know. You can make an argument maybe for Tamara. But I think that the thing is with Bethany versus Nene is that when Bethany checks out, it annoys me when anyone checks out. I get annoyed when Bethany checks out because I also feel like she has so much potential to be so good on the show. And same with Nene. That annoys me when she checks out. But when she checks out, I almost understand it a little bit more because I see her in her mind saying, you know what? I have a full business empire that I'm trying to run and expand and grow. I've got these other business opportunities. She's a very smart, shrewd woman in terms of, I think it's like a businesswoman, etc. Whereas Nene, I think Nene's smart too. And she obviously has, you know, an acting career of some sort. But when she checks out, I'm like, what do you check? You're checking out. You think you're better than this? I don't think you're better than this, Nene. Whereas Bethany, I'm like, okay, I get that. You have something bigger and better than the show, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Also, Bethany tries to still be funny. Like, even if Bethany's like, I'm only going to do my solo scenes with Skinny Girl. Like, she'll still try and be funny in some way. Yeah. But Nene's just like, you can sit here and watch me get my makeup done at Cinderella.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, although, except that when Nene made her her return two seasons ago when she showed up on that trip, Nene had, like, she had taken some humble pie, and she's like, I'm going to be funny and laugh, and you're going to remember why you loved me all the way back in season one. And it worked. I was like, oh my God. This is the Nene that I used to love. I used to be obsessed with this Nene. So if she can bring back classic Nene and not diva Nene, I will be more than happy to revise all my opinions on this subject.
Oh man. Yeah, I don't know. I think there so many of them are queens. I can't just pick one. I love my Housewives queens.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do one more, and we're going to do this one more because I think this might be the last one in the mailbag. And also, on top of that, this is from, Siobhan. Siobhan is, you know, it's pronounced Siobhan. I mean, not pronounced, spelled Siobhan, but, you know, Siobhan.
Siobhan.
Siobhan O'Brien. She says, Siobhan, who's also, by the way, very active in our Crappets community, but that being said, she says, hi, guys. Being my first mailbag, welcome to the mailbag, Siobhan, I just have to say that the joy you two and Matt, when I first started listening, really got me through one of my darkest times. You made me hysterically laugh for hours when I felt like I had nothing to be happy about. Most of my friends live in New York, and these shows aren't the same without having someone to laugh with or argue with. I remember recently Ben said their goal was for it to feel like you were watching on the couch with your friends, and you three delivered big time, and continue to do so. Now, with all that sappy stuff out of the way, and by the way, Siobhan, thank you. You're so sweet.
Love
and thank you,
Siobhan.
For being like an active supporter of the podcast for like years and years now. But she says, now with all that sappy stuff out of the way, I like when they do Housewives Theater on Watch What Happens. Which two actors would you love to see recreate an iconic Housewives scene, and which one? Like, which great actors would play the infamous Last Dinner scene from New Jersey season one, or the Alison Dubois dinner party? We can get Patricia Arquette to play her again. So,
of course, you know, Patti LuPone did a great job on Watch What Happens Live, and I would love to see her do that Real Housewives of Beverly Hills dinner party from hell. Love it.
Yeah, That would, well, I would be happy to be, see Patty do any scene from The Real Housewives.
With someone else, it's like a diva, too. Like, trying to think of, like, you know, like Glenn Close or someone yes. that she really hates.
Well, how about, like, you know what I would like? You know, we always joke about big business. You know, we have certain movies that we always refer to. I would not be mad at maybe recreating some of the famous scenes from the OC Ireland trip with Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin. You know?
Get her 4 tequilas.
I just don't know who would play who. Like, is Kelly Dodd Bette Midler? Is Kelly Dodd Lily Tomlin? I don't know.
I would like to see Bette Midler play Shannon Bidor in that season.
Yes.
Because she's nothing like her. But I think that's what Bette Midler does best. When they're like, okay, Bette Midler is going to play a semi-meek, neurotic, you know, blonde person. And she's like, here I am, boys. And she just does like her For the Boys character for everything.
What if there's like an Outrageous Fortune reunion where we recreate Lizzie's dinner party where Heather Dubrow tried to gaslight Shannon Bidor, and Shannon Bidor is like, the truth will come out. Just Bette Midler, Shannon, Shelley Long is Heather Dubrow. Barely makes yes. sense, but I'm
Shelley Long. That. Shelley Long is, I mean, that's like the perfect role for her because she can only really play Diane from Cheers, and that is Heather Dubrow.
Yeah,
the funny part about Diane from Cheers is that she was always poor. She just acted like Heather Dubrow, but she was poor. But Heather Dubrow, I guess, was poor at one time and is now rich. And that's why her new money is so fucking obnoxious to watch her act all snotty.
I also would really like the famous season 2 Real Housewives of New Jersey fight at the brownstone scene. Maybe like a Linda Fiorentino as Tree. And then I don't know who would be Danielle Staub. Or maybe Linda Fiorentino is Danielle Staub. But I sort of like the idea of Linda Fiorentino being like, did you forget? I'm from Patterson, bitch. In that cold Linda Fiorentino way. Maybe Kathy Moriarty could be Danielle Staub. Although actually it would make sense if Kathy Moriarty were Tree and Linda Fiorentino were Danielle Staub.
Yeah, and then Liza Minnelli is just...
Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley.
Or Jacqueline.
Pulling her hair. Pulling her wig or whatever.
I would be very much for that. I'd be very, very much for that.
Oh, Lord.
Fun things to think about. And if you want to have your question read on the air, then you too can just go to Patreon and subscribe, or not subscribe, but like contribute at the mailbag level. So thanks everyone who contributed this week. And with that, the episode and the week is over. Go get your tickets. We will be sure to remind you all the time. So sorry to be a nuisance. You guys have a great weekend. Watch that Bravo. And we will be back next week, sort of, right? Because next week we have July 4th. So actually, well, I'm going
Ben,
to Florida.
Yeah, Ben will be off next week. But Jackie Schimmel is going to come co-host with me to talk Real Housewives of Potomac on Monday. Mm-hmm. And then Stephanie Wilder Taylor of Rose Breaks Podcast will be here to talk about Real Housewives of New York on Thursday.
Fabulous. I have extreme FOMO already. Those ladies are two very hilarious and wonderful ladies, and so gracious of them to fill in while I'm off to Florida.
We'll talk to you next time, everybody. Love ya.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. We really appreciate the love and support you guys show us. If you have a minute, go to iTunes and leave a review. And if you don't want to do that, maybe next time you're talking to your friends about Bravo, you mention the podcast. Spreading the word really helps us grow, and it means the world to us. Also, check us out on Instagram and at Twitter. On Instagram, we're at Watch What Crappens. On Twitter, we're at What Crappens. You can also check out me and Ronnie on both platforms. Ronnie is at Ronnie Karam on both Instagram and Twitter, and I'm at B-Side Blog on Instagram and Twitter. Really, thank you guys so much. We really mean it. We appreciate the support. And even if you do none of those things, we're just happy you're listening. Thanks.